This is Bob Brunel, and this is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. Grand Oshkosh Director Joe Furlow will make a presentation to the City Council tonight on the Grand's upcoming season. The highlight will be the Four Phantoms returning. It'll be recorded by PBS for a nationwide broadcast that's scheduled for next summer. The Grand is celebrating its 140th year. The City Council is also expected to give the go-ahead to several block parties in the upcoming Wisconsin Football Coaches Association All-Star Game. That's played this weekend at the Oshkosh Sports Complex. Downtown business owners may be getting some help from the City Council as they make changes to allow projected or blade signs to buildings. The signs would extend over the top of the sidewalk and must be placed 9 feet above the concrete. The City Plan Commission has already recommended passage of the idea. The Oshkosh School Board is on their summer schedule. The board will meet tomorrow night. It's the only time they meet during the month of July. Page 2, it didn't take long, but the new Scooter's Coffee is up and running, located at 9th and Washburn. The Chamber has scheduled a ribbon cutting there for July the 21st. A show in the sky is expected on Thursday night. Scientists are expecting a major solar storm. They say as a result, the northern light should be visible across 17 states, including Wisconsin and the Oshkosh area. With EAA less than 2 weeks away now, organizers say the military aircraft will be in full force again this year. Over a dozen different military aircraft are expected for the 70th Air Venture. In addition to flying, the planes will be located for display on the tarmac. Check those Powerball tickets. There was a winner last night. They'll cash a ticket in for better than $500 million. Waterfest returns on Thursday night with one of my favorites. Pablo Cruz will be the headliner. The Jimmies are in the slot, and little Davy Max will be all rocking the Fox. Turning to sports, it's hard to believe, but there's only 37 more days until the start of the high school football season. That's a check on Newsworthy for Tuesday. We're back again later this week on the Chamber website, always brought to you by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC.